HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Journey Beyond the Burrow by Rena Heisel. Performed by Gary Tiedemann. 1. Crouched in perfect stillness beneath a toadstool, Tobin sniffed the air. Wet, with a faint metallic odor. A storm was coming. A big one. Lightning for sure. Not a good day for a mouse to venture too far from the great burrow. Tobin lifted his nose to the breeze again, performing the junior weather scout procedures dutifully. Sniff the air. Search the air. Feel the air. He didn't even need all three steps today. The odor of rain was obvious. The clouds sat heaped in the sky like a row of giant bears. And as for feeling the air, his tan and black speckled fur was already clumped together from the humidity. For the third time that afternoon, Tobin rubbed his cheeks, fluffing out his fur and whiskers. After all, whiskers used properly are a fine-tuned sensory tool. Drooping whiskers can't do their job. Speaking of which, Tobin sighed. He had a job to do, and he was only halfway done. Junior weather scouts needed to deliver their reports, too. From beneath the cover of the toadstool cap, Tobin looked toward home. The great burrow hunched against the earth like a giant tortoise shell, a perfectly sculpted mud clump conveniently located beside an unruly patch of blue thistle. Hidden to the untrained eye, a dozen entrances dotted the great burrow, carefully concealed by knots of moss and dangling roots. It was important to always use different entrances, exits, and paths while going in and out of the great burrow. So important, in fact, it was an official rule of rodentia, the survival code for all mice of the burrow. Rule number 7. A predictable path provides easy pickings for a predator. Tobin chose an entrance he hadn't used in a while. Left side, just behind a patch of crabgrass. Next, he ticked through the age-old mental checklist taught to all youngling mice. Scan the sky. Done. No birds of prey. Scan for ground predators. No trembling grass. Scan the breeze. The scents are safe. Clover, thistle, and honeysuckle. The muscles in his hind legs twitched. Go! Tobin ran, darting a zig, then zag, enough to throw off a pouncing predator. With a final leap between blades of crabgrass, he was inside the safe confines of the great burrow. He blinked, waiting for his eyes to adjust to the dark inner tunnels. Only then did he tread toward his family's quarters. Memories of his morning crept into his thoughts, and his paws slowed. Nothing but chaos waited at home. Why did his dad have to tell all the neighbors the Pinkling was coming today? Now, their den was packed with elder mice waiting for baby news. But at least his weather scout status gave Tobin an excuse for fresh air, as he offered to make as many trips as the elder mice wanted. Because nothing, repeat, nothing excites elder mice like new babies and a weather report. In fact, word about his mother going into labor spread quicker than a brush fire. That very morning, elder mice from all corners of the burrow had begun showing up with gifts of bedding for the newborn and extra seeds and berries for Mom. And his parents, being so gracious, said they could all wait for news right there, in his family's gathering room. As Tobin rounded the last bend in the tunnel before reaching home, he could hear the chatter of guests already bouncing off the mud and pebble-coated walls. Taking a deep breath, he prepared himself to be the center of a lot of attention. He wasn't wrong.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?